You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Today, we're speaking with Tashoni Van Kren, the strategy manager at Kazedomi, a Belgian startup specialized in healthy lifestyle products. Thanks to its subscription-based business model, the e-commerce company was able to obtain double-digit growth. Being digital natives, its young and dynamic team aspires to become the European go-to for online healthy grocery shopping. Their slogan, a healthy lifestyle should not break the bank. I certainly like the way this is going. And Tashoni, welcome to eCommerce Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So Tashoni, get into who or what is Kazedomi.
Yeah, so as you actually explained, we're in e-commerce. So we sell online, only online. And we focus on healthy lifestyle products. So that has everything to do with nutrition, but also cosmetics or your supplements to add to your nutrients. And as an e-commerce, we focus on our online presence solely. And what sets us apart is that we're subscription-based. So as you said, our vision is a healthy lifestyle shouldn't break the bank. And that is something we try to do by using the subscription. So what we do is basically you pay 100 euros up front, and this will allow you to get access to every product on our website, which is more than 2,000 at the moment, with a discount from 20 to 50%. So it's quite a big discount. If you wouldn't be able to reach the 100%, the 100 euros subscription, then we just pay back the money. So as you said, that we really want to become the European go-to for online healthy grocery shopping. At the moment, we're super strong in Belgium, where we're from, but also in France and the Netherlands. Next up, we really want to go and go find the revenue in the rest of Europe, and that is where our growth lies, I think.
Outstanding. Really appreciate what you're doing in the space there in Europe. So tell us, what would be the driver of this double-digit growth?
Yeah, I think the main driver there is the concept that we have. So the subscription-based concept is something that really works. That combined with the market that is really receptive for these healthy and organic types of products and concepts. I think we're right in the hotspot there. A bit lucky with the timing that we have. But it's not only the concept, it's not only the market, but it's also the fact that we're super customer-centric. That is really what we are focused on. We want to give the customer an extraordinary experience, and it's the vision that a happy customer will only bring extra customers, and that is really our focus, to get this customer experience on point and count on this word-of-mouth marketing. Word of mouth is one thing, but of course you have to support that a little bit, and that's why our team really focuses a lot on this SEO, paid advertisement on Google and Facebook and stuff. Also some content marketing, and the core of everything for us is the community on Instagram. It's our main marketing channel, creating this community on Instagram, and that is what we're really good at.
Yeah, some really helpful information right there, a lot to learn as well. Now, I can imagine that this double-digit growth brings a lot of challenges with it as well. Good problems to have, of course. What would be the biggest challenge, and how do you tackle these challenges?
Well, that's actually an interesting question, because that's something I was discussing with the growth hacking company a couple of weeks ago. This growth hacking company, they're really specialized in creating this frontline growth for companies. And one of the things that they do is to just generate revenue and growth and extra customers for you. But one of the things that they didn't look into or didn't support us by is look at how can your company, or how can you make sure that your company can follow, logistically speaking, HR speaking, and so forth. But I think that is equally important. And what we see is indeed we're relatively good in growing that frontline part of our business. but it brings challenges on logistics, where the warehouse space is really growing with 20% a month, which is quite challenging. But also the team, if you grow 20% a month, your team is increasing. You need extra office space. You are in Europe, meaning that every country you tackle is a different language. So what is going to be the language of your team, and how do you make sure that you can support all your customers in their native language? And that then directly links to your customer service. You want to have a customer service that is in the language of the customer, but of course you want your team to be locally together, and that brings really, really a lot of challenges on customer service, which, as I said, it is our sole focus to be customer-centric, to have a happy customer. So I think there is a big challenge.
Good problems to have, and a great way to solve those challenges as well and handle those. Today we're joined by Tashoni Van Krum, the strategy manager at Kazidomi, a Belgian startup specialized in healthy lifestyle products, and he's joined us here today on e-commerce radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you've mentioned before that Kazidomi is really customer-centric. How do you scale this customer-centric support?
Yeah, so that's true. That's really what we want to focus on, having happy customers. And I think the biggest point there is to have skilled staff. I mean, it's in the end always a human being that's going to support another human being. So the more skilled your staff is, the better experience you're able to create for your customer. Part of that is to have the native language of the customer, so the support staff has the native language of your customer. But on top of that is also having prepped all of the potential questions that the customer can have, and having a ready-made answer for that, and avoiding that the customer service staff is not able to solve the questions of the customer. But it's not only staff, it's also your tech. And I think there as well, we're a young company. We want to be digital. We're in e-commerce. So also on tech, we want to be on the edge of everything that's going on there. We want to use chatbots. We want to use AI. I want to use machine learning to optimize our FAQ. So when you as a customer come, that we're actually going to predict what question you're going to have and ultimately giving you the answer that you need. Same for the chatbot. We want to make sure that we can predict or help you find your answer faster than we could ever do being a human alone. So we're really going to use, first of all, having skilled staff, so it's a human-to-human interaction, but we're going to support that staff as much as we can by using the tech that we can find to help and support that human being. So I think it's really a combination of both, and it's training those people of support staff using tech, and then on top of that, avoiding questions. I think that's the last step. It is to make sure that we can be one step ahead of a question that's occurring by, for example, making sure that we have qualitative logistics staff who's going to avoid problems with parcels, who's going to avoid wrong shipping, and we're going to make sure that all products are packed safely, securely, so they're going to arrive at the customer exactly how they should be. So it's thinking ahead, how can we avoid problems? How can we train our staff, both logistics staff as customer support staff, to avoid having a bad customer experience? And I think that's our focus, and that's been working, and we have a lot of very, very positive feedback, and that's what keeps us going.
Quite an exciting journey, and you've certainly seen a lot of success, and we here at EPN wish you nothing but the best in all regards. Tell us, how do you see the future for Kazidomi looking ahead?
Yeah, that's actually quite interesting, because we've been growing, that's all in the past, but of course the future hopefully is continuing with this growth. And coming up closely is the next investment round. So we're looking to raise another million of extra capital that would allow us to support this growth. So we're looking into scaling the warehouse capacity. We're looking into continuing our growth in Belgium, France, and the Netherlands, but also moving to other markets, thinking about potentially Germany or the UK, or anywhere else in Europe, and who knows where else in the world in a few years. So I think that investment round is going to be super interesting for us to see. It's going to be some exciting times both for our staff, for the staff that's joining, but also for the customers to see how we can improve our business, how we continuously improve the service that you will be getting, how we add products to us, to the assortment, currently 2,000, but we really want to grow towards 3,000, maybe 10,000, who knows, to really support this customer to finding what they want on all of that is happy, healthy lifestyle in e-commerce. That's a lot of change, but there is one thing that we want to stay through to, which is that our healthy lifestyle should not break the bank. So we're not gonna change the concept of Casidomi. We're gonna stick to that, giving them extraordinary prices, extraordinary value for their subscription, and we're gonna keep pushing to make that customer experience extraordinary. So that is really, really our focus, and that is where we see the growth.
Absolutely phenomenal. And lastly, if there would be one tip you could give our listeners tuning in from literally from every corner of the globe, what would that be?
Well, I think from the time I've been here at Casidomi, I think there is one big thing that I've learned. I think we briefly touched it before, that everybody is talking about growth. Growth is super important in this current market, especially in e-commerce, where scale is key. But a big danger is that while focusing on growth, that you forget to plan ahead, and that at some point your business is going too fast and that you cannot follow in other areas of your business. So the tip I want to give is that don't forget that your capacity investments typically take longer to implement than the growth investments that you're doing on the marketing side. So really start thinking on them early. Think about what you would need if you achieve your growth targets, and start early enough. If you start as from the moment that you need them, then actually you're already too late. And I think if that is something that could help the listeners, I'm really happy that I could have shared and avoid that problem for them.
Toshoni, it has been a delight to have had you with us, and I really appreciate your time and introducing Casidomi to the audience and all the advice shared as well. Do tell our listeners where they can shop around and get to know more Casidomi and the products that you offer.
Yeah, so you can just find the link probably in the bio of this interview, but you can also go to www.casidomi.com, and then you can find all the information on the subscription, on the products, and we ship in all Europe, so happy to see you guys all on the website.
And that certainly works. Again, Toshoni, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on E-commerce Radio. All the best.
Very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Toshoni Van Krum, the strategy manager at Casidomi, a Belgian startup specialized in healthy lifestyle products, and to shop around. And to get more information, visit Casidomi.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.